This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here with you on the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Welcome to the second hour of our program. Leo Honeycutt's my sidekick with me.
Good morning. I'm kicking the side.
We haven't worn you out with the first hour, huh, Leo?
Let me tell you, it was wonderful. It really is, but I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I am too. We've got a guest on right now. This new book out that's creating a lot of interest and a lot of controversy, Anatomy of Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts. And the premise of the book is, since 1945, since World War II, we haven't won a war. We've gone through Vietnam and Korea and all these other battles. We're bogged down in Afghanistan and Iraq. We just don't win. What's the problem with America's being ill-prepared and unready for these confrontations? Dr. Harlan Ullman's my guest right now. He's a former naval officer. He sits on a number of technological firm boards, senior advisor to the Atlantic Council for National Security. Very well qualified to comment on this. Yeah, the book has been praised by Colin Powell, former Senator John Kerry, a number of prominent viewers of Foreign Affairs. Dr. Ullman, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Jim, I'm delighted to be with you, and I admire the title Common Sense because that is what this country needs, lots of it.
Amen,
well,
brother.
We've had this show for some years, but it's never been more relevant than today.
Absolutely.
I sure agree with you on that. Interesting theory that you pull together. I mean, if you think through, we haven't won a significant battle since World War II. Why did you decide to focus on this major problem in turn? And we're going to get into the details of how ill-prepared we are, but why did you decide to write such a book?
Well, let me first say that the name of the full title of the book is Anatomy of Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts. And there is a subtitle, and what do we do to prevent that from happening? So I want to be absolutely clear, wars that we start or when we intervene with military force without just cause, we fail. And it's not a theory, it's history. As you pointed out, the Korean War was at best a draw because General Douglas MacArthur recklessly decided he was going to go to the Yalu despite the fact that the Chinese were going to intervene, which they did. You point about Vietnam. Vietnam was a war that we escalated, that we really increased because of ideological reasons, believing it was the only way to stop monolithic communism. And certainly the second Iraq war under George W. Bush, we intervened because we wanted to change the geostrategic landscape of the Middle East and really use the falsity of weapons of mass destruction to enable us to do that. Now, interestingly, when we have just cause, we succeed. George H.W. Bush, who was probably one of our best presidents, certainly since World War II, managed brilliantly the end of the Cold War and the dissolution of the Soviet Union, making Eastern Europe, the former communist bloc, whole, free, and at peace. He also succeeded brilliantly in Desert Storm, the first Iraq war, because we did not start that war. Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, and we responded, and George H.W. Bush was able to understand that we needed to achieve that single mission of driving Hussein out of Kuwait. The fact of the matter is, if you think back, would we be better off today if Saddam Hussein was still in power in Iraq? And the answer is, we probably would. So when we start wars for the wrong reasons, we fail. It's that simple. And history demonstrates that time and time again.
Well, before we get into the details of your book, now, you make an interesting comparison. I guess in what those who would argue that we should have gotten in to a number of these battles is what the role of America is in the world. And is it our moral obligation to spread democracy. That's been a big focus of debate. In other words, if we're looking at our own national defense, you could say, why should we get it? We should have never gone to Korea. We should have never gotten involved in Vietnam. We shouldn't be in the Middle East today if it was for our own strategic defense. And so did you make any conclusions about
Absolutely. What
are our obligations worldwide? What is America's obligation throughout the rest of the world?
Jim, I'm smiling because the theme of your program is the answer, common sense. Look, anytime you do things in excess, whether it's smoking cigarettes, drinking too much alcohol, doing too many things, it's not good for your health. And so democracy promotion is important, but when we make that the goal rather than a tool, we do very badly. And too often we have taken democracy promotion too far, and it's failed. Yes, we need to advance it, but we need to do it with common sense. We also have to understand that this is no longer a unilateral world. One of the big arguments I make in the book, and we'll get to the causes as to why we do these things when we fail and how we can correct them, is that we are still operating in the 21st century with 20th century concepts. I'll give you one. During the Cold War, we relied on nuclear deterrence to prevent the Soviet Union from attacking us, and it succeeded. Today, we have all the deterrence in the world, but deterrence doesn't work against the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda or terrorists who have no armies, navies, and air forces. And deterrence does not work against Russia when they interfere in our elections, and they do so brilliantly. So we need to upgrade our concepts for the 21st century, which are going to require a huge amount more of common sense and the understanding that we cannot do everything by ourselves. This is not a world in which you're either with us or against us. It's a world that's more complicated, interrelated, and we have to realize that events in one part of the world can have huge impact in events in other parts of the world.
I think most Americans feel like we haven't succeeded very well in keeping an alliance of states, primarily democratic states, but as states throughout the world on our side. We don't operate as one voice. It's America versus North Korea. It's America
Absolutely.
Versus Iran. And whether it seems like earlier it was kind of a unified approach with NATO-type alliances that were speaking in one voice. What's happened? Why is that
trouble? Well, we go back to World War II. We were unified around a single threat. It was first the Japanese, their attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th. It was Nazi Germany. Then there was the notion of monolithic communism, the Soviet Union, and communist China. Today what's happened is our threats are far more diffuse. I would argue that the greatest threat to the United States today is not Russia or China or the Islamic State. It's the fact that we have broken government. Our government is failing us, and that's really causing all these particular issues. And so in a world of today in which there's no specific threat, we have to be far more clever in how we use our allies. And unfortunately, so far we have been very, very clumsy, and this extends beyond just this administration. It really goes back since the end of the Cold War that the last four presidents that we have elected, none was really ready for prime time. Now, Jack Kennedy said there's no school for presidents. But you think about Bill Clinton, you think about George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump. These people did not have the experience. They did not have the gravitas when they entered office. And in some cases, that never changed. In other cases, ironically, George W. Bush probably matured at the end of his presidency. He was probably a very effective president. But the cost of tuition of Afghanistan and Iraq made that very, very difficult. So we have to understand, in this world, we need to elect presidents who have better understanding and better skill sets to deal with the world. And unfortunately, it does not appear that there's another George H.W. Bush or a Dwight Eisenhower waiting in the wings. And I expect future presidents that we elect are not going to necessarily be any more qualified or any more experienced than the last four.
Hey, guys. Dr. Ullman, this is Leo.
Sure.
Honeycutt. You were just mentioning that we've elected these four guys the last time around, but we elect more now on their charisma on television than we do anything.
And Leo, I want you to hold that thought. We've got to take a break, so
okay. We'll
come back
right.
to Dr. Ullman and let you continue that discussion. I agree with you, because what are the qualifications of the Trumps and of Obamas, in terms of foreign affairs? And
practically none.
George H.W. Bush, who was head of the CIA ambassador to China, you know, had a number of positions that gave him that experience. So, hey, Leo Honeycutt and Jim Brown, we're here on the Common Sense Show with Dr. Harlan Ullman. Here's what we'll do. Freshen up your coffee. We'll come on back and continue this discussion. The book is called Anatomy of the Failure, Why America Loses Everywhere It Starts, and we need to be concerned about it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense.
Well, I didn't really get to it. I will.
At GCNLive.com.
Are you listening?
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Leo Honeycutt and Jim Brown here with you. Our guest is Dr. Harlan Ullman. He's a former naval officer and a senior advisor to a number of national organizations, written an interesting new book called Anatomy of a Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts. Leo, I cut you off before our break. You were talking about trained leadership, and you were asking some questions of Dr. Ullman.
Yeah, Dr. Ullman, we were just talking about, you were just mentioning the last four presidents really did not have, they were not very strong with regard to foreign relations or understanding the chessboard that the world really is. And I came back and just said, well, but that's because we're electing presidents now off their charisma on television through television ads. We don't really have time to investigate what their background is, and so consequently, we get people who look good and sound good on TV as opposed to people who really can do the job. So how can we get around that?
Well, one of the arguments I make in the book, and I shall come back to this in a second, is that it's up to the American public. We need to hold our leaders accountable, and we need to demand of both political parties that they choose the best. And unfortunately, they have not been able to do that. I had argued in an earlier book that one of our political parties has lost its mind and the other political party has lost its soul. I think both parties have lost their minds and their souls because American politics now have become so divided and so polarized that one party is moving to the far left and the other party is moving to the far right, and Americans basically are in the center. So unless or until we correct that, we're going to continue to see candidates who don't necessarily have the right experience, judgment, and maturity. And you're quite right. Politics is really a visual sport now, and television has a huge say, as will the Internet, which is continuing to grow in its importance. I'd also like make another point, because a lot of these books are seen to be seen as very dry. And my book is filled with individual vignettes, personal experiences that I've had with presidents and prime ministers, generals, that really have a certain insight that give this book an added dimension. You asked me, how did I decide to write on this book? I guess it goes back to the 1965 when I was preparing to go to Vietnam to be a swift boat skipper. And I went through survival, evasion, and escape school at Warner Springs, California, at 6,000 feet above sea level, when the biggest problem we faced was frostbite and snow. I don't know the last time that Vietnam had snow, but it just suggested to me that maybe we weren't going to get things correct. And my last vignette in the book is my discussions with the Deputy Defense Minister of Russia last year, talking about so-called active measures and what the Russians are doing to us with their propaganda. And he laughed and said, where do you think we got them from? We got them from you and what you did during the Cold War. And so I think that these vignettes offer an added dimension to make the case that every time we start a war, we lose, and every time we use force without just cause, we fail, despite having the best military in the world with the best people who are highly committed, very able, and very professional. That is an irony that many people should consider. We have such a great military, and we don't always achieve what we need to do despite that.
Well, and one of your biggest pluses here in this book is that you have the General Colin Powell. I mean, who could not respect this guy, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, 65th Secretary of State? And he says about your book, this book should be read by all practitioners and serious students of national security as the guide for avoiding failures and miscalculations in using American military power. So, you know, to get Colin Powell's endorsement is huge, I believe. And I'm just wondering, how do we overcome? Because you make so many good points in the book, but I remember, you know, being a student of history, looking back across civilization, Rome pretty much was defeated because their military power got spread out too far. They couldn't police the world. Napoleon made the same mistake in the Napoleonic Empire. So is America making the same mistake by getting spread out too far?
No, I don't think so. I think the problem goes back to the number one threat in my mind, that is failed government. Government, and not just this government, but prior governments, have not been able to reconcile because both political parties are so divided ideologically on these issues.
So you're saying we're killing ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't say killing ourselves. We are our own worst enemy. What did Pogo say years ago in Kelly's comic strip? We have met the enemy, and it's us. And so I don't see any existential threat. We're not going to be the Roman Empire that implodes. We're not going to be France under Napoleon that extends itself. But what it does mean is that our standard of living in the future is going to decline. The American dream is going to be increasingly difficult for future generations to achieve. And the gulf between rich and poor is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Ooh.
And the great advantages that America had in the past, we still will have in the future, but it's not going to be necessarily as happy and as productive a life as it had been unless we get around to the number one problem of making government work for the people. That's the issue, and it's up to the public to do that.
Got two questions for you. First of all, go back to what you said about the military. You know, I watch these movies and these troops over in Afghanistan, and it looks like they're snowmen. They've got these huge suits on. They're bogged down with massive backpacks, and they're fighting an enemy that's running around in flip-flops. And then all we ever hear about is that the Navy needs more aircraft carriers. We need so many more planes, and we dominate, as you said, throughout the world, but do you think the military's got it right? Are we overbuilding in one area? And, our battles are all ground wars and desolate situations. I guess we've got drones now that we deal with. But do you think we're actually prepared on the military level?
Well, on one level we are. Look, I was over engaged in Vietnam in over 150 missions and operations, so I understand war, and it was a primitive war because the other side operated on that particular level. I also spent a dozen years on the advisory committee for the Supreme Allied Command of Europe, which is NATO's top command. I've spent time in Afghanistan, and I recognize these things fully. The trouble is that the military can achieve certain things, but when you want the military to achieve, for example, nation building and doing things that rightly are done better by other arms of government, and we haven't really provided the money for those other arms of government, the military has to fill in by default. This is the biggest problem. And I go back to Afghanistan. The original reason for going to Afghanistan in 2001, obviously, was to take down al-Qaeda and get Osama bin Laden. We took our eye off that mission because once we went in and it appeared we were going to overthrow the Taliban, we focused on Iraq. We let Osama bin Laden get away. Supposing we had captured or killed Osama way back in 2001, the world would be fundamentally different. Then the military was required because we didn't have the other resources from the State Department and the other arms of government, not because they were incompetent, but because they didn't have the money. And the military was forced to take on these issues. That's where we went wrong. And as I point out in the book, when you get the objectives wrong, it's impossible to construct a good strategy. And certainly in Iraq and Afghanistan, we got so many things wrong, from disestablishing the Iraqi army to disestablishing the Ba'athist party to putting in place a constitution that would have worked in Great Britain or America, but not in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the book lays out all these issues and how we correct them in the future.
The book is called Anatomy of a Failure, Why America Loses Every Where It Starts. It's on our website at www.radiocommonsense.com. Dr. Ullman, a treat to have you on the show today. Thanks for being with us. We'll follow up again, do it again if we can.
Please get us back because there's a lot more we can talk about, including a brains-based approach to strategic thinking.
We look forward to it. Take a pause right now. We'll be right back to talk about Italian Thanksgiving after this message.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Actually, Leo Honeycutt is in here right now. Jim got diverted off of the side. He's going to be coming back to us in just a second. Of course, everybody's getting ready now for Thanksgiving on this Thursday. And aside from wondering where the year went, what are we going to cook for it? Now, we're always thinking about the turkeys in South Louisiana. We talk about fried turkeys, which has become quite the phenomenon across mostly the southern tier states. But have you ever considered, what about antipasti? What about a pasta or soup course? What about those traditional sweets from Italy? In our uniquely American tradition of Thanksgiving and turkey? Well, got a new book out. Here it is, another book. A little of this and some of that. Yes. Dominic Kondo joins us right now on the line, and he has really got some great ideas, I think. I'm just getting hungry looking at these dishes. Dominic, you there? Okay, well, in the best case, nothing like live radio. So we don't have Dominic right now. Anyway, he's talking about, you know, Italy, Italians may not celebrate Thanksgiving, certainly as we do here in North America, but Italian Americans have certainly embraced that holiday because what is it? It's food!
Well, Leo, I think that depending on your ethnic background, my wife's family are all Lebanese, so even though we will have the traditional turkey and dressing and she fixes me the cranberries and the noodles, things I like, she'll have some hummus and some rolled grape leaves.
Ooh, hummus. Some, hummus for Thanksgiving. I would never thought it.
Yeah. I got Dominic on. Hey, Dominic, this is Jim Brown, Leo Honeycutt. Glad you joined us today in the Common Sense Show.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you?
There you go. There you are.
We were talking about your book, A Little of This and Some of That, and we got a lot of Italians. You don't have to be Italian to want to have a little Italian flavor to Thanksgiving, but we got Turkey Day coming up here just in a matter of a few days. If I'm your Italian buddy and I say, give me an Italian Thanksgiving menu with the trimmings that has an Italian flavor, what would you tell them there, Dominic? What would you suggest that they put on the menu this Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll tell you what I say about an Italian-American Thanksgiving is it is served soup until you go nuts. There is a lot of food on the table, a lot of fresh ingredients, lots of vegetables, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of Italian-American Thanksgivings, the turkey kind of plays a minor part because there are so many elements on the table. Yeah, if you can believe that. Now, I'm not speaking for myself here. I personally enjoy, the traditional Thanksgiving dinner with the turkey, but so many Italians that I know, they can't give up the pasta. The pasta is part of the Thanksgiving dinner. It's part of any holiday dinner. And you just go there, and you're going to sit, and you're going to have a good old time. You're looking at a good 5-6 hour meal with lots of little breaks and lots of fun family conversation. That's what you're looking at with a Thanksgiving dinner in an Italian household.
Well, I've already gained 2 pounds, Chef, with you just talking about it. So tell us what does make an American Thanksgiving.
Well, before he does that, let me go back to the pasta, though, and then you pick up on that, Leo. Chef, on the pasta, tell me this. You know, pasta's gotten a hard rap here recently about white pasta because of the health concerns, turning to sugar in your stomach. Whole wheat pasta, though, supposed to be okay for you. But whole wheat pasta takes like cardboard. So if I'm cooking whole wheat pasta for this evening, how can I spice up my whole wheat pasta? Can I put a lot of flavors in it? Cut up some garlic and some onions and some bell peppers. What can I do to make that whole wheat pasta that's good for me, but just doesn't have much of a taste to it? What would you suggest?
Well, the first thing you need to start off with is when you boil your whole wheat pasta, I think it always helps to add a little bit of salt to your water. That helps enhance the flavor of the pasta as it's boiling itself. You can even add a little bit of olive oil to that water while it's boiling. That'll bring up the flavors a little bit more. I'll be honest with you, I understand the whole concern with the whole wheat pasta versus the white pasta. It is kind of a tough thing to do, but it's more a matter of getting used to that taste. And the way I traditionally make pasta with my red sauces, or as we call it, gravy up here in the Northeast, red gravy, it's kind of tough to pass that whole wheat pasta along to the family. They like the old school method, but you can always start with a little bit of salt, and olive oil is an easy trick, and I always find that fresh ingredients, like some sautéed fresh vegetables, will go really nice. And even if you reserve some of that pasta water, add that to your sauces. Not much, but just a little bit. That'll kick it up a little bit for you.
Well, there you go. All right, so I want to get back to what I was going to ask you before, and that is, as we want to be...
Before you were so rudely interrupted.
No. about how it is that we, who are not really Italian-American, but do very much enjoy the food, the cuisine, and the culture, how do we incorporate that? Maybe not go whole hog, ba-da-bum, at this Thanksgiving, but how could we do at least one good dish? What would you suggest would be the starter Italian dish for an American Thanksgiving?
Oh, boy. Well, I think, everybody has a stuffing of some sort on Thanksgiving. Stuffing is one of the major dishes that appears on, everybody's table. My mom does a sausage stuffing, an Italian sausage stuffing. I don't know if that carries out throughout the country. I know it's very popular. I live up in the Philadelphia area. My mom does a sausage stuffing where she fries up some ground sausage and mixes it in with her stuffing. She used to include the giblets with it, but, you know, we are talking more heart healthy these days, and the doctor prefers not to go that route.
But a sausage stuffing, that sounds wonderful.
It is fantastic, and I think one of the main courses that I look forward to is an escarole soup. That's what we start off with. I don't know if you're familiar with escarole. It's a leafy green, sort of like a chicory. It's a leafy green, and it's incorporated in a soup. People may call it holiday soup or Italian wedding soup. You may find recipes out on the internet under those names. We just refer to it as escarole soup, or if you want to use the true Northeast pronunciation, scuttle soup, and it's boiled in a chicken broth, and it's boiled in a chicken broth, and we put some mini meatballs and some carrots and some celery, and that to me says Thanksgiving dinner. That's what my mom would make on Thanksgiving. We start off the meal with that. That's what kicks it off for me, and that's one of the courses I enjoy most, believe it or not.
Well, and of course, we all go back to the turkey as being the centerpiece for the table. I like to incorporate a little bit more rosemary into the outside and maybe rub that on some of the outside of the turkey, which sort of gives it a little bit of an Italian flair. Is there any other spices you can recommend that you really are go-to spices?
For a turkey, you're talking about.
Right. Well, actually, for anything that we might want to put on the table.
Well, I mean, rosemary is always a great option, and there are various spice shops around today that you can find powdered versions of these herbs. This way, you don't have to have the total fresh. I mean, fresh is always the best, but rosemary is a great choice. Obviously, you go with a little garlic and olive oil if you want to saute anything in it. I say just to be experimental. There's no right or wrong. The idea is just to try and get in there and figure out what you like. Oregano is always a great option. I love oregano on a turkey. So you can go all kinds of directions. I would say just try and keep it fresh, and you go from there.
Okay, now what about desserts? I always like a dessert.
Well, of course, we go with the traditional pumpkin pie, but my wife makes a fantastic pumpkin bake, which is sort of like a vanilla cake with the pumpkin baked into it with a nice crisp on top, and we have all kinds of apples.
What about the homemade cannelloni? I thought you were going to direct us to Italian here.
Well, I'm getting to that. We have, the cannolis are always represented. My family tries to stay a little more traditional with apple pies and pumpkin pies, but there's always room for a cannoli. If you don't have a recipe for a true cannoli to get a hold of the shells, you can make a cannoli dip, which is a real fun, easy dessert.
And Chef Domino, Chef, we've got to leave this hour, but we're going to have you back soon to talk some more. The book is called Little This, Little That on our website. Take care, Chef.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive. You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Jim Brown's Leo Honeycutt winding down for Thanksgiving, a matter of a couple of days away. Hope you're able to get together with your family and enjoy the Thanksgiving holidays. I'm looking forward to it. Leo, what's your Thanksgiving plans? You got some good Thanksgiving plans?
Going up to Mom for those traditional recipes for Thanksgiving, and she's also going to do her patented, world-famous pecan pie, as they would say in the North, but pecan pie, we
pecans,
say down there.
Oh, gee, I love pecan pie. And the pecans are good crop of pecans this year. I order, there's a place up there that makes just the pecans. I order a box of that every 3 or 4 months. But there's nothing like a pecan. Pecan and pumpkin are my two favorite pies.
Oh, absolutely. A little nutmeg on there, maybe a little whipped cream. See, I've gained another pound just talking about it.
Well, you got to let it go. And I guess I see all these self-help articles in the paper about now, here's how you eat healthy over Thanksgiving. You ought to get a tofu turkey. And look, I'm a believer in watching what you eat, eat in moderation, take care of yourself most of the time. But on special occasions like Thanksgiving and Christmas and when you've got a lot of family around, you go ahead and you let it all hang out.
And it will hang out.
Well, I'm a turkey guy. I'm a traditional guy. Turkey and dressing. We have oyster dressing down rather than the traditional just the stuffing dressing, bread dressing. But we oysters, we put oysters in our dressing that I love. I had some raw oysters yesterday. Just unbelievable down in New Orleans. I was down in New Orleans.
You got to be careful with that.
With
raw seafood, raw oysters.
It depends on where you get them, though. If you're dealing in a legitimate restaurant in New Orleans and knowing the time of year, I have no problem eating raw oysters. Never had a problem eating them all my life. But in any event, putting those in the oyster stew and The dressing, cranberry sauce. I like, I like cream corn. I like it all, Leo. And of course.
And you're sitting here, you know, thin as Twiggy. And for people in a certain generation, remember, Twiggy was had like an 8-inch waist.
Right. But having said that, I don't do it every day, you know, and I don't eat it every week. I just look for special occasions to have. I love pumpkin pie. There's nothing like a pumpkin pie. That probably it'd be tough if I had to, if I was looking there at a piece of pecan pie, pecan pie, and a cup and a piece of pumpkin pie. I'd
go
sit
with
there
a pumpkin
and
every time.
I'd worry. I wouldn't know what's the you know.
Eat both.
Years ago, I had a large orchard of pecan trees in my front yard. I was living up a little town called Faraday, Louisiana. For you listeners around the country that never heard of Faraday, and most of you haven't, very famous little town, home of Jerry Lee Lewis, Mickey Gilley, the country singer of the year, Jimmy Swaggart, the notorious
evangelist,
well-known evangelist, Howard K. Smith, the newscaster, General Claire Chennault of World War II Fighting Tigers fame. But in any event, I lived kind of outside of Faraday, and I had a big pecan orchard. And what I'd do is I'd had my big orange pickup truck. I'd go through up into Faraday in the neighborhood, and the kids knew I was coming. I'd honk my horn. I'd get about 20 kids hopping the back of my pickup truck. I'd take them up to the farm, and they'd pick pecans off the ground. Didn't have any mechanization or anything like that. And then I'd give them halves. In other words, we'd weigh them, and I'd pay them, we'd split them 50-50 because they picked them all up. And I had big pecan crops and made a little money. Always had just tons of fresh pecans. And I had a lady that made me pecan pie. I'd take her and give her the pecans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, that was so good. I miss those days when we could pick up
with a homemade crust.
Oh, that's right.
Homemade crust.
Definitely, definitely. So, anyway, that's on my agenda. My kids are coming in. I've got three of my four children coming in, one from New York, one from Houston, Texas. And they're coming over, and I've got a son that lives in Baton Rouge. Just walked in the door a few minutes ago, I think.
Yeah.
And in any event, grandkids, so we're going to have a real nice trip. The highlight next Saturday night, LSU plays its last home game against Texas A&M. For all you Texas listeners, you Aggie fans, and I got a block of tickets. We're all going to go for the night game, and there was an article in Sports Illustrated. If you take Sports Illustrated this week, it said the best tailgating in all of America is at Louisiana State University in our home here at Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's hands down.
And that's
huge. We've been
article.
All over the country, I can tell you. There's no tailgating like at LSU.
Well, and that was the Sports Illustrated main article here in the this
in
week.
In fact, you know, we have a lot of people who fly in. They actually come into Baton Rouge to go to the tailgating, whether or not they go to the game.
Well, the article said that 30,000 people don't even make it into the stadium. The stadium seats about 100,000 people. 30,000 don't make it into the game. They just sit out under their little tent they put up.
And watch it on TV.
Watch it on TV.
And eat.
And eat and drink, and that's their way. So, but look, I'm sure there are special gatherings. We've got listeners up in Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm sure if we'll do that. I'll tell you what, week after Thanksgiving, I'll call up and try to get a contact up in Fairbanks and see when there are special gathering events for Thanksgiving. You get all your friends together. What special things do you do?
I think we should push for Fairbanks to have a bowl. We should have and call it the Ice Bowl.
The Ice Bowl up in Fairbanks, right?
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun?
I don't know. I know they play golf up there in the summer. You can get a tee time at 1:30 in the morning. Fairbanks, I guess, is the country club. I don't know. But I've had people tell me that they go up and get...
I can't sleep. I'm going to go play golf.
Well, they make tee times because the sun is up in the summertime.
Yep, that's
now,
right.
In the winter, this time of year, it's not too much light up that
right.
way. I'm told that in the middle of the night, the middle of the day at noon, it's haze, deep gray, hazy. Mm-hmm. You can kind of, you know, see your hand in front of you or something, but it's still pretty dark.
In the winter, yeah.
That's right. And I think we talked about this before. I've asked some, I don't know if we had the mayor on or who we had up in Fairbanks, but they have a special light bulb they make that emits light that it is very much like the sun, so that you don't feel like you're indoors in kind of a gloomy situation. It's not just the typical bulbs we use down here.
No kidding.
So that gives you a brighter feeling, because you can see how depressed it is if you think you're kind of living indoors in the dark, 24 hours a day, and so they accommodate. They accommodate for it. Apparently do it very, very well.
And so my parents were stationed up there for 2 years, from 53 to 55, and at Ladd Air Force Base, and so I took them up there. Jackie and I took them up there about 10 years ago, and we actually got to see some of the Northern Lights.
Gee, what a treat.
Yeah, it was just beautiful.
Oh, I'll bet so. I'll bet so. So,
but
anyway,
let me tell you what. You fly into Anchorage, buddy, you've got a two-lane road all the way to Fairbanks. Takes you about 6 or 7 hours, and you don't hardly see anything except Denali, Mount Denali.
Well, at Fairbanks, Alaska is the furthest north that you can fly commercially in the United States.
Right.
There's no place further north in Alaska, for example.
But take the kids, though, because it's closest to the North Pole.
Well, of course, that's right, especially as Christmas gets close at hand and you get ready to make your Christmas list. And how many letters that go to
there's North
Santa
Pole,
Claus,
Alaska.
North Pole, Alaska?
That's right.
Huh? They say it comes in
millions.
Just tons and tons of letters coming in, get your list right. So, well, Leo, you have a great time up where you're going up in the northern part of our state. I'll be here locally, and we'll have kind of a quiet Thanksgiving here. And I think people all over the country have their various traditions. And I saw that 58 million people will be traveling over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
58 million. The roads will be congested. And, of course, the problem is with the weather, depending on the luck of the draw, that you can, you know, boy, if you miss a connection, because that number is, I heard some folks say that you're going to play a real heck of a time getting a backup flight, because the flights are so booked over the full 4 or 5 days,
right,
that if your flight is canceled or delayed and you can't make your connection, that the connection is full.
Right.
The connection is full. I guess the message is bring a sleeping bag or a nice towel or something in case you have to sleep on the floor.
Or just drive it, because gas prices right now are about as cheap as they're ever going to be. In fact, there's some prognostications that say Thanksgiving this time next year, you could be paying as much as a dollar more a gallon.
Well, I see that gas prices have gone up. Now it's up to $63 a barrel. Was down in the 40s here not too long ago in terms of the market of a barrel of oil. When that goes up, gas prices go up. And I notice even here today in Baton Rouge, where we've got such an abundance down where we live of the refineries. We've got the largest refineries in the world down here. But gas has gone up from, like, right at $2 up to about $2.28. So
right,
the price is starting to rise right now. But you're right. Next year, we could see a big increase.
And you've also got this new head of everything over in the Saudi ruling family has replaced everybody else with a 30-year-old who's just had 200 some of his cousins arrested.
Unbelievable. And there's an article today I was reading in our local paper about the conflict. And, of course, their big enemy is Iran.
Right.
And, of course, the enemy of our enemy is our friend, so we don't get along with Iran, so we're trying to keep a relationship with Saudi. That's a whole separate subject that we have to explore perhaps next week. So, well, folks, we're out of time. Leo, thanks for being with me. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoyed it.
I hope all you folks have a happy Thanksgiving. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. You can see our guests and have some fun. Listen, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week to make some more common sense. Take care.
All right.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.